This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Youth vaping. Has it gotten that bad? Well, the FDA says it has. Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Scott Gottlieb this morning declared youth vaping an epidemic. He said his agency will halt sales of flavored electronic cigarettes if the major manufacturers can't prove they're doing enough to keep those out of the hands of children. Lawyers representing the operators of that duck boat that sank this summer at Branson, Missouri, say in a court filing that the lawsuit from Missouri's attorney general is irresponsible, and they charge it is littered with inaccuracies and innuendo. But responding to that filing, a spokesperson for the Missouri Attorney General says the rebuttal by the lawyers for the boat operator is, quote, a frivolous attempt to evade responsibility for the deaths of 17 people. From This Week in Agribusiness, it was a carbon copy today of yesterday. Sunny skies, warm temperatures, and windy conditions at Grand Island, Nebraska for Husker Harvest Days, the big outdoor farm show. Focusing on irrigation, the show concludes its run tomorrow, and again, the weather should be nearly perfect for Husker. For that show, out west of Grand Island, a city of about 52,000 in the central part of Nebraska. Small family Christmas tree farms may have some surprising competition this upcoming holiday season. Amazon plans to sell and ship fresh, full-size Christmas trees. Amazon said those trees, including Douglas firs and Norfolk pines, will be bound and shipped without water. Amazon said the trees will be sent within 10 days of being cut down and should survive the shipping fine. Did you see that video of the eagle on the fire truck in Minnesota yesterday? The truck was one of two aerial units taking part in a flag display commemorating the 17th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks. The chief of the Andover, Minnesota Fire Department, there north of Minneapolis, Jerry Strike, shot the video that shows the fire trucks parked on an overpass suspending an American flag between the towers of those trucks, a tribute to the victims and first responders of the 9/11 attacks. Well, there was that eagle, the national bird, flying in, landing on top of one of the truck's ladders. The bird paused for a moment on the edge of the basket, and then flew off. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.